listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network. Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Joey, Monica, and Watch for Zombies. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! And thanks for joining us on the 325th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
It's Listener Request Month, officially. Happy Woo! Listener Request Month, Carly.
Happy Listener Request Month to you as well.
Oh, thank
you. It's been
you.
A minute.
Last week we spun our wheel o listener requests. It's a working title, okay?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
And we selected A Cure for Wellness, which was selected by David O. Thank you, David, for your request.
Thank you so much. And as a reminder, we do tend to spoil things, so even though it's been out for a while, you can watch A Cure for Wellness to rent, I believe. Yes. Sorry. I don't know why it's right in front of me. I am not Ron Burgundy
today. I wrote it down for you.
It's available to rent or buy online on most streaming platforms. So check that out before continuing if you are a spoiler sensitive listener.
Yeah, I think we did Apple TV, but it's also on Amazon or Vudu. Or whatever those things are. All of those things. Whatever things you use.
Yes.
But before we jump into today's film, let's get started with a segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is The Watchers. It's due to be released on June 14th. It's written and directed by Ishana Shyamalan, who is M. Night Shyamalan's daughter. She previously directed The Servant, which is a TV series. I never saw it. Have you?
I haven't, but it's been on my list for a long time.
Okay. The Watchers is based on a novel by A.M. Shine. And the IMDb summary is a young artist gets stranded in an extensive, immaculate forest in Western Ireland, where after finding shelter, she becomes trapped alongside three strangers stalked by mysterious creatures each night.
Whew. Interesting.
Run-on sentence.
That's news, right?
If you hear banging in the background, by the way, it's because my husband's working on my car and it's very loud for some reason right now, even though he knows I'm recording. So that's fun.
I don't hear it at all. So I feel like you're fine. Yeah,
that's great. He's building me a car. So I guess I like shouldn't. He's totally deaning me right now. So I guess I like shouldn't be upset.
Yeah, you know? No, that's a flex more than anything. Yeah.
It really
is. That's my husband like, making me a car in
I'm
the background.
I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying... He's rebuilding me a 69 Ford Falcon,
and Rough
she's
life.
Looking. She's looking buttes. She's looking buttes. She's so not running yet, but hopefully, fingers crossed, a couple weeks. So
he can bang away for as long as he wants in that garage.
That's what I said.
Hey,
hey, yo. Sorry. That's
gross. No. That's fantastic. if you hear any craziness on my end, it's because my dog is trying to get into my lap to eat the remnants of my not shakshuka food that I made tonight.
Shakshuka.
Yeah. So that's less cool than what's happening at your place.
It's still pretty cool. Dogs are pretty awesome. So let's talk about The Watchers. Which was the point of this segment. I never saw this. I know you've seen the trailer multiple times.
I have.
I wish I didn't know this was M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, because I'm sure I would feel differently about it.
I mean, but they don't do a good job of, like, not letting you know that it's a Shyamalan, because it's, like, produced by him. And
well, they're pushing it with the Shyamalan name.
You really see the name a million times while you're watching this trailer.
It kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth, to be honest. How much they're like pushing the Shyamalan name.
Yeah, I can see that. It even without the name, it feels very Shyamalanian. I don't know.
Yes, it does feel very Shyamalanian.
So, I don't know.
I mean, It doesn't look super new. Like, this kind of thing's been done a bunch. Mm-hmm. It does feel very like, I'm like, okay, is it aliens or Jesus? Like, those are the options we have, I feel like.
Literally what she said. Yeah.
Yeah. As a Shyamalan options. Usually yeah. It's Jesus or God.
Yes.
Of some kind.
Facts.
In fact, even when it's aliens, it's still kind of God.
Yeah.
So.
You're not wrong.
The thing is, I find it very interesting. Like, we see what Brandon Cronenberg too, like, really kind of walking in your parents' footsteps as a director is a thing that, which honestly I'm fine with.
Yeah.
But it is strange when you're choosing to make similar films to your parent.
Yeah.
Like, I would think if you're a kid going out on your own, doing your own thing, you would want to, like, do your own thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Like, make a name for yourself. But, you know, we have Joe Hill, who's writing horror novels like his dad, but at least he used a different name. So we don't always know that Steven. that's his fair. Dad, you know?
Yeah, well, Servant is an M. Night Shyamalan show, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I think she was also assistant director on Old. Okay. And honestly, this could be great, and I'm super stoked. I love a female director. I love that she's getting out there and doing things. It just feels a little like she's being pushed in it, right? Because it's like, okay, a movie that it looks like your dad would do, your name's plastered all over it. Like, is this really something she would do on her own? That's just a question I'm asking when I watch it. Like, is this really something she wants to do? Is this her vision? Or is she trying to use her dad's name to start a career? Which, honestly, it's not a crime either. It's just, you know?
Yeah, I get you. Could go either way, to be honest.
It really could. Do I think it looks good? I mean, it looks pretty. I think...
I mean, I haven't seen Dakota Fanning in a while.
Yeah.
So I like her.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
She looks like a woman now. She looks yeah. like, how old is she? Because she looks like my age. I feel like we look the same.
Yeah. same I don't age. Know. The last thing I like remember seeing her in was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I know she's younger than us.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I remember, what was it, like... Uptown Girls or whatever. She was like a baby in like all those movies that she did. And I Am Sam. Yes. She's like a baby. And I was definitely not a baby when those movies came out.
Yeah. I don't know. So
it is weird. I feel like we look the same. I'm like, oh, we're the same age now. That's cool. Because I stopped aging because I'm a vampire.
I feel like once everyone gets to a certain age, we're all the
same. It's true. It's true. Once you're in your 30s, you know.
We're all the same.
It doesn't get that much different. I mean, it does, but it takes a while.
So we've gone on a tangent here.
Sorry.
But I don't see it.
I don't think we did. We were still kind of talking about the movie a little bit.
That's a little bit. That's true.
Is it aliens? Is it
Jesus?
Is it humans from the future?
I think is it aliens or is it Jesus should just be the tagline.
I will say, as a compliment to the trailer, it has moments that I think look scarier than any M. Night Shyamalan movie in recent memory.
I think that's not far off from the truth.
I mean, that skeleton creature thing in the woods, creepy.
Yeah, wish we didn't see that, to be honest.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
If it's going to have the Shyamalanian twist...
I like that. Okay. Yes.
You coined it. Of course you like it. You made it up.
I'm trying to make fetch happen.
It's close to happening. I'm already adopting it.
Yeah, I'll check this out. Provided there's not like a lot of other good things out while this is out, you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested.
You're like, I'll watch it if I have nothing better to do.
I'll give it a shot.
It'll end up on a wheel someday. I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that in the theater. I'm just going to, unless I mean, if people are raving about it, I'll go see it in the theater.
Sure. And they're pushing it real hard. I told you, I got an email about this trailer.
Oh.
I was like, what is this? I don't get emails weird. About trailers. Yeah, no,
that's
it was
why I'm
strange.
Saying they're pushing it real hard.
Really hard.
It's really turning me off to the whole thing.
I don't blame you now that it's
Where's
making me
motion?
Think a little bit more.
That's in theaters right Ugh, now.
It is
no
in
one's
theaters
pushing
right
that
now.
Shit. I
no
want to go
pushing
see that.
That. And literally the showings, the screenings are so late at night that I'm like, look, I'm old. I'm not trying to get into a movie at 10 p.m. Like,
right?
That's not my style. Please give me an earlier screening so I can go see Stop Motion.
Well,
Thank
I went
you.
To go see Dune 2, and I was looking at times, and I was like, oh, Stop Motion's in theaters. I didn't even realize that. And I got really excited. And I was like, wait, no, I can't go see that right now. I have to go see Dune.
You do. And you did.
And I did.
I'm proud of you.
But now I want to go see Stop Motion. So there's that.
Do it. Do it.
Okay. So there you go. The Watchers. We're talking about Stop Motion, and we also talked about The Watchers.
See, I said we're doing a great job.
Yep.
Are we ready to jump into our listener request movie?
Kind of.
Okay.
Is kind of an acceptable answer?
It is
kind
an acceptable
of?
Answer.
Okay. Let's try.
David, don't judge us, by the way. Okay. So we are going to be talking about A Cure for Wellness from 2016. David says, my listener suggestion is A Cure for Wellness, directed by Gore Verbinski. I personally am very fond of this movie, but haven't heard it talked about very much. So it's possible I'm wrong about it. Maybe it's bad or just mediocre. Well, we'll get into it.
Well, first of all, you can't be mad. If you like a movie, you like a movie.
Yeah.
And
I like a lot
of
movies that people don't like. So
listen, that's very true. And me too. All right.
Yeah.
We watch some
but
weird
own it.
Dumb shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you like this movie and we don't, that's okay. You fucking own it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Literally. Go buy the Blu-ray. Shout it from the rooftops. Get a poster.
Exactly.
The poster's kind of cool.
It's beautiful. The imagery used to promote this movie is gorgeous.
Yeah. Own it, David. Own
it. Yeah. And thank you for suggesting it.
Yes, absolutely.
As he mentioned, it is written and directed by Gore Verbinski, who also did The Ring, Rango, and Pirates of the Caribbean. Also written by Justin Haythe, who did Red Sparrow and Revolutionary Road. The IMDb summary is, an ambitious young executive is sent to retrieve his company's CEO from an idyllic but mysterious wellness center as a remote location in the Swiss Alps, but soon suspects that the spa's treatments are not what they seem.
So everything I'm about to say, David, I'm not a professional. It might seem like I'm a professional. You know, it might seem like we are because we do this every week, but really we're just people who like to watch movies and talk about them, and we happen to record it and put it on the internet.
Yes.
You know, we don't actually know anything. So it's really just our opinion. So, you know, I'm just saying that now because I don't get it.
Don't hate this us.
This is my second time watching this movie. And I'm still not sure how this movie isn't The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
It's so, okay.
Are they the same movie? I'm so confused.
It's very possible. I fell asleep watching this movie. I'm so sorry. But what I maintain is, and I think I kind of told you this before, the first time that I watched it, I felt very much like it was kind of a wannabe Shutter Island. And that Dane DeHaan kind of felt like a weird Leonardo DiCaprio, like, I don't know, replacement. And I feel like he in this character did not work for me. And since he's supposed to carry the movie, I think, and not that that was like a big part of it, but I think that had something to do with it for me. Like, I didn't buy his character. It felt like he was acting very hard. And I feel like I've seen him in other things and he's not that way. So I don't know what the vibe was.
This film suffers.
That's one thing that just didn't work for me.
I agree. And it's because the film suffers from disconnected, detached writing styles. Like, it's not adding up. It's not working. And it takes a long time. Like, I feel like it's just a wait. Like, there's time wasted. A lot of time wasted in the film.
Because Jason Isaacs is great. And all the scenes that he's in, I was like, okay, tell me more, Jason Isaacs. But then when, like, we're following Dane DeHaan, I was like, I'm lost.
I think his character, it's not his fault as an actor. I think the character is just not very clear. Like, I don't understand who he is. I still don't know who he is. I'm so confused by who he is. I don't know. Does he love Hannah? Like, I don't know. He's a dick at the beginning, too. Like, why is he... He's such an asshole. Then he goes to this place. He's kind of an asshole for a little bit. And then suddenly he's a completely different person, but also kind of bland. Like, he doesn't really have much spirit or passion, or he just doesn't seem very interesting ever at the in the movie, which is a big problem for me.
I feel like at the beginning he was just given direction, like, be a dick, be a businessman, like, be the stereotypical businessman. And he's like on the train yelling on his cell phone, giving the conductor a hard time. And I'm just like, what am I watching? And I think that's like the first scene in the movie, and definitely the first scene that we meet him. And I was just like, I don't buy this. And then to your point, it's like at one moment he is this way, and at another moment he's like all of a sudden concerned about this like girl that he finds, but isn't really concerned about anybody else. It just, the flow of the character, the progression of the character just doesn't make sense for me.
Same. But what does make sense in this movie is how fucking beautiful it is. It is
gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gore Verbinski can really put a scene together. And the where it was filmed, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. I mean, it's literally beautiful. It's a beautiful film to watch. So at least there's that.
Part of the reason I wanted to see this film originally was because A, the art was gorgeous, and B, like, just the imagery that they used for the trailer was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. It does not disappoint cinematography-wise at all.
No.
Story-wise, I still don't quite understand what I'm supposed to feel or what's actually happening. Like, I know the story, the very short story of what's happening, which is this water needs to be filtered through humans to make people live longer and have less health problems. And it needs to be filtered through eels, through the human body, which is very weird. Like, how do you even come up with that? But even so, like, that aside, it's just two people that are doing this. One person that's doing this with a small group of other people who I assume are also benefiting from the water. Why are people coming to this wellness center? Where are these people coming from?
I don't know.
Why are they staying? I don't know. Like, none of that. That's what doesn't make sense to me. Like, it's not like people are leaving the wellness center younger and happier and whatever. Who's leaving the good reviews? How are people even hearing of this place? Supposedly, these are all very rich people, so we don't even have the allegory of, like, preying on the poor, which is usually where this kind of plot comes from. So it's all just very strange to me.
No, yeah, there's no reason for anything. And the part where he's, like, explaining, he's just making you sicker, and then, like, the one guy gets up, and then he thinks, oh, you're on my side. And then they, like, start to attack him. And I'm like, why are they under, like, is it mind control? Like, what is going, like, nothing. I don't know.
That's
I've got nothing.
The weird part. For sure. Yeah. It's like, oh, he has one treatment and suddenly he says, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is who I am. Or why would I ever want to leave here? Which the whole time he's kind of trying to leave, kind of, like, half-assed. Like, he totally could have left, like, three times.
Totally. I would love David to tell us what's going on. Maybe if we know what's happening, we'll like it more.
Well, that's the, I mean, we, like I said, we know what's happening. We just don't really know how it's happening. It's like, we know why it's happening. We don't know how it's happening, or like how this is a thing that's been going on for like a century and nobody notices that these people just never leave this wellness center. No family members ever want to visit them or want to see how they're doing. Am I just supposed to buy that? I find it real, like, it's a tough pill to swallow. Like, it's sometimes I can just suspend disbelief for a film. I'm having a really hard time doing that with this film because there's not much else to lean on. It needs to be believable if we're going to do it this way.
Agreed.
So it's tough. It's a tough but very beautiful movie.
It is. Yeah.
Did they cause the accident?
I think so.
Yeah.
I also felt that was really weird. Like, there was so much deer stuff. And I was like, why? Yeah. This isn't important to the story. Why do we need to come back to the deer again?
Or the treatment in the tank where he's in the first treatment he has where he's in a tank.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what is that about? Is that like... to get him acclimated. I don't understand what that whole thing was. And then there's a doctor watching, but then he starts masturbating and a nurse takes her top off. Like, what is happening?
Why? Nothing makes sense.
It's like, what is the point of this?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
And I'm like, okay, so the machinery doesn't make a noise when like your victim is like going into a cardiac arrest, but it does make a noise when he dies. Like, what is happening? Like, I'm sorry, that's not how it works, first of all. So I don't get it. I don't get anything, to be honest. I get no
Why are we drilling through teeth?
Oh,
why is that
God.
A thing?
Seriously, the teeth falling out. So many questions.
And when Hannah gets her period in the pool, I feel like there was no women on set to be like, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing that happens.
Especially the first time you get your period.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
If you're in a pool, that's not going to happen. Like, it's not a shark attack.
Mm-mm. No.
It's not going to be that much blood.
Nope. Nope. Women take baths on their periods. Surprise.
Yeah.
They're not sitting.
Just like completely falls out of you. Like, water pressure is not a thing anymore. Suddenly you just bleed all over the water and the whole thing is red somehow. Jesus, what the fuck happened to her?
Like, clearly a man did this.
Well,
she
was almost getting her period for like 200 years or something. So,
yeah, that's
there's a lot of buildup, I guess. A lot of lining ready to come out.
Oh my God.
Sorry, that's
so
gross.
Funny.
It's fine.
The ladies are like, yeah. The men are like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God. And then there's like zombies at one point. The guy's face comes off and he's green for some reason. Like, I just don't really get what's happening.
Why is nothing. He green? I don't know.
Was that my screen or was he green on your screen too?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be like burns.
Yes, I read that it was supposed to be burns. Did it look like burns to you?
No.
That's not what burns look like.
No.
That I've seen.
No.
Maybe skin turns green when you're burned, but I mean, in general, that hasn't been my experience of what I've seen in real life.
It's a good It was a good mask.
He also had superhuman strength. So when he ripped off his face and he had green face and then he had superhuman strength fighting, I wrote, is this a Marvel movie?
He's basically the Incredible Hulk.
That's really what it felt like at that point.
Stage one. Stage one. It was like a mix between the Red Baron and the Incredible Hulk.
God.
With eels.
Yes. Ugh. Yeah, it's not. It's fine. And then where are they going at the end? Where they go, they get away.
Mm-hmm.
He gets hit by a car again.
Of course. Yep. Rough life, this guy.
And they're like, let's go. And he's like, no. Which is supposed to be heroic, I think.
It is.
And then they get back on a bike and then they go.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have money?
No, I mean, he still has a job.
Does he have a wallet? They took his stuff. He doesn't have a wallet. He doesn't have an ID. He doesn't have money. He's got a hole in his tooth and eels in his stomach. And is she going to start aging really quickly now that she has no more of that magic water? Probably. So he's got like a half-dead girlfriend.
Yeah, you did this.
Like, what is going to happen now? Like, this is not an ending. I have more questions now than I did before.
Samesies. I don't know.
I hate it when movies end like this. Like, wait, now what? How is that going to end? How is this a happy ending?
I made it here, and this is what I got? No.
I have a question.
Please go. I don't know if I have an answer, though.
When she's in the pool, or when any of the times that they're in the pool, did you notice that the pool looks nearly identical to the pool in Suspiria?
I did not notice that.
To me, it looks... I need to do a side-by-side picture.
Yeah.
Because to me, it looks the same. It's indoor, and it has, like, the up-above area.
Mm-hmm.
And the lighting looks the same, and, like, it has the same cool, like, kind of look to it. And so I was thinking, I know that a lot of those old Italian movies were filmed in Germany, and this was filmed in Germany. So I wonder if it is the same spot, or maybe it just looks similar.
It's very possible.
Could happen.
It could happen.
It could. All right. So I don't know if this discussion is...
what you were looking for.
Is what you were looking for, David. I do think it's a very pretty movie. I could see how people like it. I do think there's some like really cool gruesome... I mean, that scene where they're shoving eels down his throat is really gross and gruesome.
Yeah.
And there's a few other scenes that pop out. So I could see, especially if you're into body horror, like those scenes are cool. I'm into it. But I have more questions than answers, and unfortunately not enough to hold my attention personally. But I'm happy that you like it, and thank you for sharing your enjoyment of this film with us.
Yeah, I was curious to see how I felt about it all these years later.
It was interesting to revisit. I remember seeing it when it came out.
And yeah, that was the last time I saw it. So
yeah, but it also came out the same time as A Killing of a Sacred Deer, which is Yorgos Lanthimos' movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which we also didn't like.
Yeah, that was not my favorite, but people love it. So, like,
people
again,
love that movie. Yeah. And honestly, I don't know if it's just because there's so many deer that get killed in this movie.
That's you're right.
Or
yeah.
Is that why I'm thinking they're the same? I don't know.
It's very possible. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm confusing them in my head, but I think I saw them around the same time and found them both very confusing. So it makes sense that I would just kind of confuse them all together in one big confusing lump of film.
I definitely skipped Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Oh, yeah.
When it was out.
That's fair. Okay, cool.
All right. Oh, I found the pool.
Oh, yeah?
It's called, I don't think it's the same one.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Water Gymnastics Pool.
Okay.
And it's in Johannesbad. It was also used in, oh my gosh, now I'm blanking on the name of that movie. The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay.
But I don't remember any of
it. You're talking about the one from A Cure for Wellness, not the one from Suspiria, right? Okay.
Correct. Yeah, I didn't look up the one for Suspiria.
No?
It's That's pretty, okay. though.
They're both pretty.
Yeah.
Both have beautiful set design. Although I think this was filmed in a castle in Germany.
Yeah. That's one of the filming locations.
It's pretty awesome. All right. So what's going on with you, Carly?
Not a ton.
No.
What have I been watching?
Vampire Diaries.
Obviously Vampire Diaries.
How's that going?
I'm really into this season.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It's been a couple of days since I watched it, but like when I start, I like can't stop.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And then when I start getting distracted, I'm like, okay, well, now is the time for me to turn this
to pause.
Off.
Sure.
Because I actually like paying attention to the episodes, which I think is good.
That is a good sign. Sure.
What else? I revisited Joyride.
Okay.
Ooh, this is fun. I obviously, I saw Dune, but we can talk about that in a second because I know you saw it as well.
Yeah.
I went to Blumhouse and Lionsgate did an imaginary, which is their new movie, pop-up here.
The one with the teddy bear.
The one with the teddy bear. I was like, okay, well, like, I saw, you know, a little Instagram thing. I was like, this is interesting. It was so good. Like, first of all, it looked amazing. Like, it was definitely like a little maze situation. But I went with two of my friends, and they at the beginning were definitely kind of like making jokes or whatever. They were throughout the whole thing, but there were jump scares that got them. And I was like, hell yeah. Anyway, it did, they get you? Job. They did, because wow. There's like there's loud noises, yeah. And there was also one part where like you're in this like little girl's room, and stuff starts like falling off the walls, and like there's like lights flickering and loud noises, and then someone like jumped out from under the bed.
No,
and yeah, and we were like, oh my god.
was it a teddy bear?
No, it was a little girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, scarier than a teddy bear.
Oh, yes, definitely scarier than a teddy bear.
But it was so good, and it made, like, now I'm going to see that movie on Thursday. Like, wow, it did its job.
It did the magic for you.
It did its job, and I had posted something about it on my Instagram, and one of my other friends was like, oh my gosh, this, like, is one of the few pop-ups that actually did its job in making me want to see the movie. And I was like, I know, me too. So... That's I'm curious. Awesome. And
someone put in
back.
Some effort on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
They
That's
nailed great. It. If anybody from Blumhouse is listening to this, great job.
Anyone from Blumhouse gets credit from that.
Anyone. No, just so they can, you know, tell someone. Tell someone.
They can tell someone else.
Tell someone who tells
sure,
someone.
Sure, sure, sure. Like a telephone.
Yeah. We did good.
Awesome.
What about you?
Well, I went and saw Society.
Yes. How was that?
It was really fun to watch with a giant group of people.
Yes.
There were a lot of people there that I went with that I knew that had never seen it before. One of which was particularly vocal. Lots of, oh, what? You know, the sounds you make when you watch Society, especially the end of it. So that was fun. And then Brian Yuzna, who's the director, was there. Mm-hmm. And he did like a Q&A kind of thing at the end, which was fun, telling us about like filming and behind the scenes and all that stuff. So
that's really cool.
It was a lot of fun. It was very cool. Popcorn Reef is a group over here in San Diego that puts on different events like that. So they're doing the dang thing. It's awesome.
That's really cool.
I think next time I go to a Popcorn Reef screening, I'm going to bring my own chairs. They definitely do a lot of like sleepover type things where you can bring your own blanket or your own chairs.
I love that.
I did not do, and I was regretting it because the chairs there were not very comfortable. This is not like a movie theater. It's like a regular theater, and they have these like small wooden chairs. It was just not very comfortable for a long period for me. I'm an old lady. I have problems with my back. So I think next time I'll bring like a camping chair or something.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But I had a great time. And so kudos for them to be putting on different events like this. I think they're doing Roadhouse, which I'm kind of excited about. I do love a Roadhouse.
I'm so glad that you like found a cool.
They've new been
thing.
Around for a minute.
Yeah,
and
but you've
I
never been.
I haven't been because I am an old lady and I don't want to go out on a weeknight at 8 p.m.
Of course.
And that's usually when the events are.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, like a Wednesday night is hard. And that's when it was. I was like, I'm going out on a Wednesday.
You're like, ah. Oh,
it's rough.
I can do that's this.
That's a rough day.
That is. That's a little
a Thursday.
A little hard.
I can get behind a Thursday. I can get behind a Wednesday, a Tuesday. Not as much. You know?
Thursdays are usually my movie.
Yeah.
My movie situation days.
But it was still fun. And it was cool to see Brian Yuzna. Yeah. I can't say his name, but you know who I'm talking about.
I do.
Talking about the movie. And then, Yeah, I've been watching Attack on Titan, which is an anime series that's super awesome. So I've been binging that. And that's mostly what I've been watching. Throw in a little Love is Blind, because there are a couple new episodes. Watch those. But a lot of Attack on Titan.
That's awesome. So, I still need that. I've added that, but it'll definitely be like after Vampire Diaries.
Fair. Check out Vampire Diaries first.
Yeah, I'm in that. And until I lose it, you know?
Yeah.
Use it until sure. I lose it.
That's, you know, is it true if you don't use it that you lose it?
Lose it? No. Is that no, a real question? That's not true.
No, it's not.
That's so funny.
All right, should we spin this dang thing?
Let's freaking spin that wheel.
I updated the Wheel of Terrors. We got a lot of new requests. Thank you, everybody, on Instagram especially, that sent in your requests. We are not taking any more requests. The wheel is full. The wheel is super full, and so we're good to go. Let's see where this journey takes us. Ready? Here we go. Wheel of Terrors. Stage Fright 2014.
Oh, I know who did it. Ryan did this one, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Stage Fright 2014. Amazing. Okay. Stage Fright is available for free on Plex and through subscription with Fubo. You can also rent it anywhere, it looks like.
Question.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Is Stage Fright 2014 the same as Stage Fright Aquarius, but like a remake?
I can't tell you if there's a bird involved, but I can tell you the synopsis is a high-end musical theater camp is terrorized by a bloodthirsty killer who hates musical theater.
Oh! So no, probably not the same thing.
I don't know, but I'm in.
Is there an owl?
Oh my god. There's not, but there's someone holding a knife on the front with like the devil horns, you know, like the metal,
Sure.
Oh, I'm excited, actually. Okay. This looks fantastically awful.
There's a lot of films called Stage Fright.
Yes, there are.
There's like five of them. Wait, Minnie Driver's in this?
So is Meatloaf.
What?
Guys, we're going to go on a ride.
I'm ready for this ride.
Yeah, let's go.
Wait, is Andy McDowell going to sing?
We can only hope.
I mean, I'm kind of into it. All right.
Can only hope. This is awesome.
Until next week, I guess, when we're discussing Stage Fright from 2014.
Yes.
Singing and dancing and murder.
Murder.
Murder. Okay, well, until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Mm-hmm. Bye.